Special prosecutors in New Mexico say they plan to present a new criminal case involving actor and producer Alec Baldwin. This is in the fatal shooting in 2021 on the set of the movie Rust. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on the latest twist of this saga.
The prosecutors say in mid-November they'll convene a New Mexico grand jury to determine whether Alec Baldwin should face criminal charges. It's been 2 years since the fatal incident. While rehearsing a scene for the Western film Rust, Baldwin pointed what was supposed to be an unloaded prop gun at the camera. The Colt 45 went off, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza.
Well, I didn't pull the trigger.
Baldwin continues to maintain his innocence, as he did when talking to ABC News in 2021.
Someone is responsible for what happened, and I can't say who that is, but I know it's not me.
5 months ago, the special prosecutors dropped involuntary manslaughter charges against Baldwin, but they said they might refile the case. There is still no explanation for how live rounds got on the set, but forensic tests by the FBI and independent experts have found that it would have been nearly impossible for the gun to have gone off by itself. And now the special prosecutors say an extensive investigation has uncovered additional facts and they want to bring new charges. In a statement, they said they believe those new facts, quote, show Mr. Baldwin has criminal culpability. Baldwin's attorneys say they'll answer any charges in court. In their statement, they called the prosecution, quote, misguided. Meanwhile, in February, the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, is set to go on trial for involuntary manslaughter and tampering with evidence. The film's assistant director and safety coordinator, David Halls, already pleaded no contest to unsafe handling of a firearm. Last spring, he got a suspended sentence of 6 months of probation. Initially, the cinematographer's widower, Matt Hutchins, filed a lawsuit against Baldwin and the producers of Rust. In 2022, he talked to the Today Show.
The idea that the person holding the gun and causing it to discharge is not responsible is absurd to me.
Since then, Hutchins dropped the wrongful death lawsuit. In exchange, he became one of the film's executive producers. The cast and crew resumed filming in Montana and wrapped last spring. There's no word on when the film will be released. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.